Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, and sitting in the Rick Preuss chair for this week's show as my co-host is our former producer, Holly Shea. Welcome back to the show, Holly.
Thanks, Lee. It's great to be back.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you here. And Holly, today we're going to talk about a topic that I know you've always been somewhat curious about, and frankly, it's something that I know very little about, not that that's a big surprise to anybody, but it's the topic of horses. Horses. And to discuss them, we're going to talk with some folks from the MSU polo team. Now, you're not a big polo player, are you, Holly?
Not anymore.
Okay, I didn't think so. But having been to polo matches in my life, I will tell you, it's an amazing sport to watch because, boy, those polo horses really work very, very hard. And the idea of trying to hit a little ball with the hammer just on your own seems hard enough to me, let alone do it from on horseback. What an interesting sport that is.
Right. It's a very fast-paced sport.
Yeah, and it requires the horses to be in really good shape. And I just would imagine that some injuries might come from it on occasion, too.
Right, to the players and the horses.
Absolutely. So it's an interesting sport, but we're going to talk with the folks from MSU Polo because not only do they have teams going, but they've got a fundraiser coming up early in next year. And it's important that we support them because they are essentially sponsored on their own. And they don't have a lot of university money coming their way. So it is important. And for any of our listeners who want information about the MSU team or want to email them, you can at msupolo@msu.edu. And get information about the upcoming event at the MSU Pavilion because, like I said, it really is neat having a polo team. Not every university in the country has one.
No, they don't. They don't. So, but we do.
Absolutely. And in addition to that, we've got a returning guest coming onto the show, Dr. Kristen Trierweiler. And what I find interesting about Kristen is that they only work on large animals.
Right.
They aren't dealing with your run-of-the-mill dog and cat issues. They're generally dealing with animals that are a lot bigger than them, and it's got to be quite the challenge.
I would imagine so, because none of them are feeling good, usually, when she's going to see them.
Absolutely. So it makes quite the effort, and it's got to be very difficult because the work that they do isn't done inside of a lab or inside of a very pristine environment. They're typically doing it at the barn, the farm. So they're having to bring all of their bag of tricks out there in order to get these horses well.
She makes house calls.
Absolutely. And we're also going to talk with someone you know very well, Mary McGuire, who is the executive director of Mackinac Island Tourism. And, you know, people don't think about what goes on with Mackinac. They go up there, they enjoy the beautiful setting, they enjoy the beautiful horses, but I don't know if they all realize how much effort it is to get the horses onto the island and to care for them during the year that they're working, and then at the end of the year to get them off the island. It's quite an effort.
And the staff that they have to have on the island just for the horses during the season.
Right. And you just think about those gigantic hills that they've got on that island. I mean, I have difficulty walking up a few of them myself. Yeah. And you can imagine how these horses feel having to pull these large wagons with a lot of people on them. It's a heck of an effort that they have to go through.
Sure.
So keeping these horses in good shape is really a tremendous effort.
Absolutely. That's why I prefer to do the horses rather than go up the hills on my bike.
Yeah, no. No question about that. But it's so good for the horses because, again, I would imagine that as opposed to just standing around in a pasture eating hay, they enjoy so much the interaction with the people as well as just the interaction with other horses and doing something on a regular basis.
It's a social environment, and you have to have an animal that's comfortable in a social environment like that.
Right. Well, and it takes you back to the days in America before we had cars, when the horses actually were the main source of transportation.
Yes.
They actually were the ones doing the farming. They actually were working animals. And as our society has evolved technologically, you sometimes forget that which used to get you to where you needed to go. And that's what the horses do.
Right. Well, good.
So it's going to be a fascinating show this week, and it's really something that we needed to talk about because, again, one of the beautiful things about the mid-Michigan area is there's a lot of people who have great farms, and there's a lot of stables out there, and even if you can't necessarily have a horse on your property, doesn't mean you can't have a horse because a number of these stables will allow you to board your horses there, and you can go out on the weekends and spend quite a bit of time with them and really enjoy a good horseback ride and really just enjoy being outdoors and being with an animal and the bond that you form with your animal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is going to be a great show. I'm very excited.
Yeah. And it amazes me to think about the degree of athlete that these horses really need to be, because I remember you and I were talking, I think it was about a year ago, we were talking about the lady who has the carriages out in front of the Capitol.
Yes,
and
that's right.
is taking all of the people for carriage rides throughout the Capitol.
That's right.
And the thought of, you never know what you're going to get. It could be smaller people. It could be larger people. Again, I'm driven to that commercial for Miller Lite with Bubba Smith playing polo along with Dick Butkus.
Right.
And I still laugh at the idea of a 300-pound, 7-foot man on a horse.
Just their names alone. We don't even need to have horses in that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be a fun show here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show this week here on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.